Welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt Leach on the other side of the glass. Abbreviated version of the M Zone. It's 5 o'clock. We got the phone lines open. 734-988-1050. Who do you want the Lions to take? We're going to make it homegrown today. Who do you, or do you even care? I mean, a lot of guys, they jumped over to other teams, but if you that Lion fan, who do you want as the number one pick? Knowing the Lions team and what they've done free agent-wise, which has been, I thought they've done well on the free agent side.
Best free agency year that I can remember for the Lions in a long, long, long
time.
So
Bob Quinn is doing his job.
I think so. We need to see. Ultimately, it comes down to results, J-Mo. We took a step back last year after making the playoffs the year before and having, a decent season under Caldwell. So we will see. They've got to win.
734-988-1050. 734-988-1050. Give us a call. You can look at it from a tight end standpoint.
You got a tight end. Jesse James, we got one.
You need two. You need two.
It would help.
Yes, it would. I'm just letting you know. I mean, you got a linebacker. You want another linebacker.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
To be an elite defense, you need an elite middle linebacker.
Wait a minute. When you got one shutdown corner, love to have another one.
It's not a bad call. But okay. If Greedy Williams was still talked about as high as he was earlier in the year,
right,
I would be all about it. But now he's slid a little bit.
Right. Everybody slide, bruh. Everybody slide.
Not Kyler.
734. Here's the headline. This is Bleacher Report. Just showed up 21 minutes ago. Cliff Kingsbury reveals Cardinals haven't finalized the number one pick yet. It's a process, and they're still working on it. Okay. I mean, if they should be finalizing the contract if it was Kyler Murray, right?
Just how do we know it's not?
Throwing
them off the trail.
Okay, whatever. 734-988-1050. Let's go to Mustafa. What's up, Mustafa?
Jamie, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, you got to be honest with me today. Do I sound like Joel Embiid?
Yes.
I heard you yesterday, though. I heard you yesterday.
But I didn't say, wait a minute. I didn't say you sounded bad.
Well, I mean, you're probably telling Madman, I just cannot understand anything Mustafa's saying over the last couple of years.
No, I understand you better than Joe MB. I'm like, what is this man saying?
I was cracking up. I'm like, wow, Jimmy, that's not fair, man. Come on now.
Can you, wait a minute. Mustafa, I'm going to go to you. You can understand Joe MB?
Barely.
Okay, see, I'm just making sure because I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people that text me the other, not the, they tweeted me saying, I'm with you on that one, Jay.
You gotta give him time, though. You gotta give him some time.
Mustafa went to college. He played in college, right?
Well, that was a ride, though. I heard you yesterday.
Okay, I'll just let you know. Go ahead.
Now, to my point, though, is to you and Matt, anybody knows. I mean, now, this kid, either Jordan Poole or Charles, Charles is out anyway.
Yeah, he gone.
Or any one of them, if they want to come back, I mean, that scholarship is there waiting for them, right?
Not Charles Matthews anymore. He told Coach Beilein he was not coming back.
But it's not fair to the school, though, because, see, I'm very frustrated because all the NCAA is doing, since they're not going to pay the kids, they are trying to please them.
Right.
Now, every university out there, you are kind of handcuffed.
Yep.
Because, I understand in this day and age, you're not going to, make anybody be miserable where they don't want to be. They have every right to do what they're doing. But why the school don't got to hold a scholarship for them until they go through the whole process? And if they want to come back, okay, we still got a spot for you. I don't get that.
No, well, wait a minute. They're letting the kids have their meal and eat it too, basically. I mean, what they're doing is hey, if you're a baller and you could score and the coach, you know, the coach wants you back, but you want to see what the NBA says about you. You want to see them give you a pat on the back, or they say, nah, you ain't ready yet, son. You need to go back and do more. Go ahead.
Now, Jimbo, if like a Tariq Owen from Texas Tech and the other guy, Mooney, you know, they were available right now, John Beilein cannot even entertain the idea of bringing him in because he doesn't even know he's going to have that scholarship spot for them or not.
John Beilein is not waiting. He's waiting, but he's not waiting.
I mean,
hear me out. If John Beilein finds somebody who can replace these guys, trust me, he's going to have a long talk. He's doing what he's doing. He's out. He's recruiting. He's already given one scholarship away. He may give away a second one until.
I read somewhere from either that was Nick Baumgartner or somewhere last week where they said, I mean, they could still withdraw their name before May,
May 29th.
Right. And by the time the school and any university out there, you are kind of handcuffed because you pretty much, I mean, you want to do something, but you can't do nothing because the scholarship belongs to the kids. They already said, I'm going to try to go to the NBA. I mean, good for you, but the program should be bigger than you. I mean, it's been here before you. It'll be here after you leave. Anyway, like I say, I understand what they're doing right now, the NCAA.
Yeah.
You know, everybody frustrating for the kids not being paid. And what they're doing now, they're trying to just give them everything else. You know, you can transfer whenever you want. Like, even in football right now, you can put your name in a portal and still come back if you choose to do so.
Yeah, right now.
To me, you should be all in or all out. You are free as a human being to be happy wherever you want to be happy at. But the school should not be holding a spot for you. Period. That's how I see it.
So, wait a minute. You're not – okay, so what you're saying is if player X has all of these stats and profiles and everything like that, and people are telling him, his people around here are saying, you should go see what the NFL thinks about, the NBA thinks about what you got, right?
Right.
So, I mean, he's just going to see what they have to say. He's not, I mean, him and that coach should have spoken about that. Coach, I'm just going to get information. I'll bring it back to you. We'll sit down and discuss, and then we'll go from there. Right.
You are making a very good point. Maybe we don't know. I mean, maybe I don't get all the details. I mean, behind the scene, you know, maybe John Beilein knows more than we do. That, like I say, Jordan Poole may not be all in. He just want to test the water, see where he's at. Then we good. But to me, you can't just decide to go and a couple months later, or 45 days later, still want to come back to school and get your spot. So, I mean, it is what it is, but like I said, I mean, Michigan right now, we can't do nothing. you have to wait for these guys.
Right. So, you're right.
I don't like that.
You're right, but, I mean, you bring a guy in like that, you should expect that he may, hey, I want to be, my dream is to play in the NBA, coach, and they know that, but they say, go see what they say, come back, let's sit down and discuss it. I'm looking out for the best of you.
Absolutely, Jamo. And now you can tell now Michigan will be a destination because Coach B is putting so many players in the NBA. You know, I mean, in a short period of time, you're gonna have like a lot of kids, a lot of transfers looking at us to come here. You're gonna have spot for them.
Right. No, you are right.
All right, Jamo, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Thanks a lot, Mustafa. I understand everything you said, Mustafa. I'd had the same conversation with Embiid, he would have, I don't know what the players are doing, you know. Just them, man.
Be nice.
I'm just saying.
Be nice to Joel Embiid.
I don't like him. He's a bully.
I love him.
He's a bully.
I love him.
And he plays sub-timey. He's sub-timey.
No.
Yeah, he is.
He plays.
And let me say this. Wait. You wait. You'll see. That second round, he get that second round, that's going to be, that ain't going to be his kind of round.
We'll see about that.
That ain't my kind of party, baby. That's Mike Singletary, if you didn't know that.
I got you.
Just let you know. 734-988-1050. Let's go to Ariel in Detroit. What up, Ariel?
How you doing? Before I get to Michigan basketball, I don't know if you guys heard, but there's a Mike Blazer report about Michigan football. I won't go into it because I'm not sure if you guys can discuss it right now, but I'm just giving you guys a heads up.
Sure. I mean, that's not during the Jim Harbaugh era anyway. I don't know what player it is that took money. I know exactly what you're talking about. As a matter of fact,
okay.
While the baseball game was going on, Matt and I were discussing it.
Okay. All right, I understand, but as far as Jordan Poole,
uh-huh.
I wish him well, but I'm just gonna be honest with you. I think the kid is weighing over his head. I'm not knocking him. I'm just stating how I feel, and the reason why I'm saying it is because of the fact that it's alleged that he had issues with John Belay, allegedly. And allegedly, he didn't get along with his teammates. Now, when it comes to the draft, coach of teams will ask about that if that's true, and if it comes up as true, that could hurt him. I know this kid wants to go to the NBA, but personally, I think he and Leslie, his dad, are letting their emotions get in the way of common sense, and there seems to be a lack of communication and disconnect between Jordan Poole and John Beilein. I don't know who's at fault and who's not, but if Jordan Poole was that big of a problem this year in the locker room, I hate to say it, but this may be the first time John Beilein could have made a recruiting mistake. And the reason why I'm saying it's possible mistake is because Jordan Poole's game is more one-on-one, whereas Beilein's offense is predicated on sharing the basketball. And in order for an offense like that to succeed, we need to recruit those tight kind of players. I know Michigan went outside of the box for the past couple of years because they focus more on defense, but maybe this issue with Jordan Poole will be a learning experience for John Beilein. And why I would say it could be a learning experience, because in order for him to get back to where he expects to be and to continue the next success, he has to recruit the kind of players that will fit his offense and not recruit players, while talented, may not be team oriented guys. So maybe a separation between Poole and John Beilein might be for the best, but instead of him going to the NBA, it would be wise maybe for him to transfer to that school. I don't think MSU would take him because Tom Izzo's offense is team oriented. Maybe him going to Purdue or possibly going to Kentucky might have helped him. But again, that's Jordan Poole's decision, that's his life, and it's something he'll have to live with. I wish him the best, but I just can't help but think that this kid's really making a very, 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 very bad decision. Really.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ariel. Thanks for the phone call. Look, Jordan Poole and his dad and his family and the people around him, obviously they have the best interest in that young man's future. Jordan Poole could just be tired of being, and I'm not saying this is what is going on, could be tired of going to school. He could be tired of, you know, doing things, or he thinks his game is at a different level, and he wants to take it there. Look, some people, wrong, right, or indifferent. In sports, you have to say, I am the best player out there, even though you're not. But in your mind, you're the best player. until you become the best player. You got to convince yourself. Hey, if you can convince yourself, you convince everybody else after that.
Well, that's what allows these athletes to do what they do.
Right.
These guys do things that most humans consider, you know, either improbable, impossible. These freak athletic feats that professional athletes, college
right.
athletes, professional yeah. athletes, the reason why they're able to do them is the belief and confidence in themselves.
Yeah.
I always joke, if you ask all the NBA players, who's the best player in the NBA? 90% of them will say me. And of course, that's not the case, but right. that's what allows them to be NBA players. They know that they might not be as good as LeBron or Steph Curry or this or that, but them having that confidence in themselves allows a Lance Stevens to
yeah.
be a Lance Stevens
right.
for these other players to do what they're able to do. So, you know, I saw Jordan actually just put out a very nice post on Instagram. I don't follow him on any other thing,
sure.
but basically a farewell letter.
So he said goodbye.
Saying, you know, this has been my dream to go pro, and I thank God for putting me on this path. I thank Coach Beilein for his help, the
right.
assistant coaches, the Michigan faithful for your support, and I will continue to need it as I enter this next step of my journey. So whether it could be some people, which I think is very understandable, want to be paid for their services. So it's understandable. If he just wants to be paid for playing basketball, which a lot of basketball players, that's their dream.
Right.
Like
you
said,
it
could be with school. It could be a million different things. We don't know because every case is individualized. But, you know, he's made that decision. We have three guys that have made that decision. You know, I don't know why people would think it's such a terrible decision for him. But not for Iggy, where
right.
I think Iggy could gain a lot more from coming back next year, where I think he could be maybe a lottery pick if he comes out and is an all Big Ten performer. He could gain a lot by coming back. So, you know, everybody has their own individual decision to make. And, you know, I think it's we're all Michigan fans, so we want what's best for Michigan. But it's tough to judge these kids because, again, some people – they might want to develop in the G League. You're playing against better competition there.
Yeah.
Those are all elite college players that are still chasing the dream of playing in the NBA.
Exactly.
So they're all pretty much elite or very high-end college players or high-end international players who are trying to make it. So there could be a million different reasons, and we all hear things and different stuff, but the only people who really know are the people sitting in that room.
Yeah. Look, I have no ill will towards any one of those guys. I wished him nothing but the best. They gave me a season that I didn't expect. I loved it. Loved everything about it.
And a championship run last year that we didn't expect.
Exactly. So with that being said, God bless them. And I hope they do better at the next level. I want them to. Looks good for Michigan. And it looks good for them.
You don't think it's, you know, we went through a long stretch where Michigan didn't pump guys into the NBA.
No.
And there was no production for the longest time. Jamal Crawford was our lone standing Wolverine in the NBA.
Right. No, I got it.
And now Caris LeVert putting up great numbers with those Brooklyn Nets. Tim Hardaway Jr., Trey Burke, Nick Stauskas is still in the league. Glenn Robinson III here for our Detroit Pistons. You know, DJ Wilson playing for the Bucks. We're putting a number of guys into the NBA these days. So yes, it does look very good for our university and kind of going to along the lines of what Mustafa was saying, because he was saying, you know, isn't this tough for coaches? And yeah, it makes
right.
it makes their job even that much tougher. But that's why they're compensated the way that they are.
That's why they're doing their job. They're flying and they're busting and they're renting cars and doing all kinds of things, staying in hotels, not seeing their wives, not seeing their kids, but they're well compensated.
That's why it's a tough job, but that's why they do it. And it's something where, again, if we ponder over all of these things of a player potentially leaving early, this and that, this is their livelihood depending on it. So every possibility that we've thought out, Coach Beilein has thought over 10 times over.
Right. And that's what happens. It's part of college basketball now.
College athletics?
Yeah.
And college basketball in particular.
It's part of it. Now, as far as the other thing that Ariel put out there, Michigan football said they won't comment on it. They don't, I mean, until they find out more information. Need to get more information to comment. This staff was not here then. 2000, what? I said it was 2000 to 2014.
Yes. And so for those of you who don't know what we are referring to, I believe it was by NBC Sports.
Yep.
Put out a report of there was a former, was it a Nike executive?
No, he was a financier out of Pittsburgh who wanted, he was involved in this shoe scandal, the basketball scandal that's going on. But he also gave money to players.
Football players
at certain schools. Michigan being one of them.
Michigan being named one of them. Alabama, Penn State, Notre Dame. There were
Pittsburgh. Don't forget Pitt.
Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh. Northwestern was on the list, which,
yep,
you know, that was the one that kind of stood out. Because all the other ones were bigger name programs, and then that was the one
don't
that
kind of... Don't be dogging out Northwestern. They got players.
Scratch your head a little bit.
Don't be dogging out Northwestern.
But yeah, so that was something. It came out right before Jamie and I were coming on the air, or we had, that was the first time I was made aware of it. And so right, we were talking about it. Again, the University of Michigan has said that they weren't going to make any comment, but also we know now this is all, if anything does happen, it was not under this coaching staff's regime.
Right.
It said it ended in 2014, which is when Coach Harbaugh took over here. So it's something that we are going to need to wait a little bit and see what this process unfolds.
Sure.
We can't comment anything on it because we don't know exactly what has happened, what transpired, what evidence or anything that this might have to present. So it's one of those things we've got to wait and see.
Yeah. That's a true statement.
But the first thing that I brought up to you is with any of these schools, if this all ended in 2014, there's nobody on these. All of those players would have then graduated by
right
now. So none of these players.
If you go back and somebody's got to be punished by the NCAA or something like that. Well, the only thing that you have, you got to have the kid come back and say, I did it. And then the NCAA will punish the schools.
Punish the school and the kids who are at the school now,
right,
who had nothing to do with any of this
makes
stuff.
Makes no sense. Hey, makes no sense, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, it's just one of those things.
Which makes no sense. Why would a player who was doing that, then when he leaves, he's growing up and he's 30-something probably, 20,
some of them,
late 20s, and he walks in and he goes, oh, yeah, I did this and did that. Why? Why run your mouth now? If you were doing it, should have said, I'm getting paid. Y'all should get paid. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Now? No. You want to run your mouth now? Really?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily the players. You know, maybe now if they're backed into a corner with certain things where there's evidence presented, they would.
Well, unless they are, if you're talking to an NCAA guy, you ain't got to say nothing.
Yeah.
Really?
But
if you're talking to a FBI guy, you better sing like a songbird. Oh, it's going to jail.
When you lie to them, it's a different story.
It is a different story. All I'm saying, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Look, if it's an NCAA guy, you're like, yeah, whatever, get out of here.
But yeah. But no, it's just this was another instance because if any of these schools, not just Michigan, if any of these schools are punished for these things, it just brings up that argument of why current athletes and current coaching staffs that had nothing to do with any of this stuff, why are they the ones who get punished versus the people who actually perpetrated? Again, they're not crimes.
Because the school, whoever was at the school, and they're not punishing. They're not really trying to punish the kids, but they're trying to punish the president,
the presidents,
the ADs. If you were there, you should be punished. So take it out of their money. If it's in the Big Ten, and you know how much they get with the Big Ten,
but how do you
take it out of their money?
But how do you do that? Say with, you know, like one instance that I think of Pete Carroll when he was at USC and jumped to the NFL. Like you're not breaking, you can break NCAA rules, which is what you're doing with all
right
this. You're not breaking any federal crimes.
Right.
If you lie to an FBI agent, but if you accept a gift from a donor or from an agent at a shoe company.
Sure.
That's not breaking any federal crimes. You're
not
going to jail, but you're breaking NCAA rules.
Right.
So your eligibility could be null and void, but
right,
you're not going to jail. If LeBron, when he, whatever it was with the Hummer right before, he, you know, all this different stuff, even, I don't think anything happened with that, but even if he was found guilty, all he lost was his college eligibility.
Right.
He's not going to jail. He doesn't have to give anything back. He
if said university was named and said, yeah, we gave him that Hummer, and then said university should be punished.
Yes.
Okay? So, hey, whether they did it yesterday or they did it 10 years ago, you need to get punished.
But as we've seen, we know it's not the universities who do it because it's always one step removed.
I get it, but if you know, did somebody at the university know about it? That's the million dollar question. If somebody at the university knew about it, he should have been a songbird.
And then the university should be punished.
Right.
But if they're not, Jamie, you can't. There's certain things they can't control. They can't be in every room all the time.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You make too much money to say you can't be in every room. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that.
How can you control if...
You can control your players.
But while they're in high school, can you control them?
No.
And can you control if they go out to dinner with a shoe company executive? Or can you control... You can't control those things.
Let me say this. Most kids are so excited that they went out with a shoe company executive or anything like that. It's going to get around. It's in the hush-hush, but... It's out there. You just got to get into the hush-hush. And when you hear it, you report it. And then you go and make sure he's still eligible, right? I mean, Matt, you know as well as I do, it's in the hush-hush. Somebody knows. Somebody always do.
Somebody does, but it's a question of whether they're associated with the university or not.
If they're not, then you're clean. You didn't have anything to do with it. But if they know about it, they got to tell somebody.
But that's how do you prove that? If, you know, Christian Dawkins are one of those guys who, that trial is going down.
It's going to be ongoing. We'll find out.
We're going to see what happens with them. But, you know, they go, that shoe exec goes out to dinner. They give the parents $1,000.
You better get Jake.
Uh-oh. They give the parent $1,000. How are you going to know anything about it as the institution?
They need to know. You need to know everything. I'm sorry. It's the way of life now. If you don't know, you should know. And you better go find out from somebody. 734-988-1050. Let's go to Jake in Ann Arbor. What up, Jake?
I am freaking pumped out. We are 130 freaking days till the first football game. I know we're only going in the spring or summer, but I am ready for fall. I am ready for Michigan football. I'll hang up and listen. Go Blue. Where are the Blues? I'll hang up and listen. Go Blue.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate that. Like, whoa, yeah, Jake got me fired up. There you go. Let's go to a break. We come back. We got more good stuff. It's a short time, but it's the right time. You're listening to the M Zone.